Two dads and a very loose understanding of how the radio station actually works. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So we were talking about falling asleep at work, and we got a message on Twitter from our listener, Kim in Granger, who said when she was pregnant, she would nap during her lunch in her car. Boss had to come out and knock on the window.
That's brutal.
Wake her up.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, doesn't she have a friend who can do that? The co-worker?
Come out and wake me up if you don't see me at 1.
I mean, Right. Seriously, who's got my back here?
Knock on the window. I mean, that would have to be a startled look every single time, too.
And to wake up to your boss.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
And then to be 2 more minutes.
Snooze.
Come back out in 5.
Okay. 515-280-1025. Diane in West Des Moines now. All right, Diane, what happened?
Oh, gosh. Well, so I work in an office building downtown, and well, I don't really want to say which one because I don't want to give myself away.
Sure, sure.
It's like your traditional office with the cubicles and all of that. And it just so happens that where I'm situated, it's like kind of around the corner. No one sits with me. I'm alone in my little area. And I think it was around 2 o'clock. And I can put 2 and 2 together based on like the last email that I sent. And so I'm figuring that it was around 2 o'clock that I fell asleep at my desk. And the next thing I knew, I woke up and it was like after 5:15. And I had been asleep at my desk for well over 3 hours. Nobody even noticed. So clearly I'm super important at the job, right? Yeah, so I've got to watch it. I've got to be a little bit more careful. I don't know, keep snacks for that afternoon slump or something mm-hmm. so that I don't fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I don't think I could sleep at a desk.
No,
certainly not that long.
I mean,
wow. But you must be one of those people who could sleep anywhere. Are you? Are you like that?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Or I was just really bored with the work that day. Or
all
I was
right. Tired.
Well, I don't know. My neck hurt.
You have a good day. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Take care.
Someone have a mop? Yeah, we just had a hot mess. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.